You are listening to Wired FM. This program focuses on the Special Olympics, which were held outside the US for the first time ever last year, here in Ireland. I spoke to some of the athletes and the organisers of some of the events, and it is the opinions of these people that you will be hearing throughout this documentary. Today, Shannon Development is to host the Special Olympics World Summer Games Celebration Day in Bunratty Folk Park today on June the 18th to honour the 900 Special Olympic athletes who are staying in the 21 host towns throughout Shannon region. The event has been hosted by Shannon Development and its subsidiary Shannon Heritage as the facilities of the host town programme. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland, and the organisers planned a full day of entertainment with medieval singers and dancers, costume characters and other surprises for the athletes. Shannon Region is fortunate to have Special Olympics athletes from various parts of the world, including Russia, Rwanda, Malaysia, Korea, staying in the host towns throughout the region. The athletes will spend 4 days in the Shannon Region before going on to Dublin on 20th of June for the opening ceremony in Croke Park on Saturday, June 21st. The host town programme is one of the most important elements of the 2003 Special Olympics World Summer Games, when communities are trying to get the athlete-focused entertainment and cultural and social experiences outside of their training hours. Hopefully it will be a day that the Special Olympics athletes will not forget. And today I will be interviewing people involved in this very great event. I spoke to Lorraine, one of the Bruff's host town committee organisers. I'm here in Bunratty Folk Park today, and they're hosting a Special Olympics programme for all the athletes, and it's supposed to, going to be a great day here. And here with me here I have Lorraine from Ní Garbhib from Bruff Host Town Committee, and she's just going to say a few words about what happened this morning with the torch and the importance of today.
Right, well, we're hosting Turkmenistan, so we've got our athletes and our coaches and our group here at the moment with all the Midwestern athletes and host towns. So this morning in Bruff we had a fantastic morning, absolutely really amazing. The torch run, the law enforcement torchman came at 11:47. We had entertainment from 10 o'clock on, local musicians, and everybody joined in, and the kids from the local school did their part as well. And so it was just really exciting. Everybody had a great time, and the torch, of course, it was just amazing. We were honoured to actually get it, because as you know, not every town got it, you know. So it was a fantastic morning. And then onto here, so this looks as if it's going to be absolutely amazing as well.
And how are the athletes coping with being in Ireland?
Absolutely love it. They keep saying how friendly everybody are. Of course, they are the friendly Irish, you know. Absolutely love it. We've got two young, very young little ones, and they're the stars of our show. Everywhere we go, they dance and they sing for us, and they're everybody's attention and that, you know. So they're fantastic. All the athletes, so they're great. They've been training as well. They trained in UL on Tuesday, and they're also going to train tomorrow morning as well. So they have the coaches with them, and some local people go in with them as well. And you know, and they've no complaints anyway, you know, everything is all good reports back from them, so we're happy as long as they're happy, you know. So.
Lorraine, and are you going to the opening ceremony, Lorraine?
I am, would you believe? I've been lucky enough to win two of the tickets. There was a draw there last week for all the volunteers in Ireland, and I actually personally won two, but also the committee. There will be 17 people travelling from Bruff on a bus up on Saturday morning. We're hopefully going to make a big day of it, so we're really excited to get the chance to go to something like this. It's an amazing opportunity, you know. So yes, Saturday morning we'll be there cheering on Team Ireland and Turkmenistan, of course.
I spoke to one of the Malaysian delegation on his opinion of the whole thing.
So we were all like warmly welcomed since we landed here on Sunday. And the very first moment when we saw a bagpiper, the whole team was gone crazy. It started from there, and it's still party is continuing. It's going to go for another 10 days. So we are having an amazing time, and Irish people are famous for their hospitality, and you proved it, it's all true. And we're having a good time.
Are you looking forward to the opening ceremony?
Oh yeah, very much. Saturday, it's a big names. You too, Nelson Mandela, Muhammad Ali, everyone. And looking 80,000 people watching us is going to be very good for our athletes.
And how many athletes have you got from Malaysia?
So we have 21, the whole team. We are taking part in athletics, like runs and long jump. We are also doing bowling, 10-pin bowling, and also the bocce, which is another bowling sport.
Very good. And have you met some of the other Irish athletes?
Not so far, because we were based in Banahar, and Banahar is a really good host town. We had our Olympic torch run, which came yesterday, and they gave us a civic ceremony. So this is our first chance to meet other athletes who are taking part in Bunratty Castle.
Very good. So you're really looking forward to your time in Ireland. Will you come back to Ireland again?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm in Bunratty Castle and I have John Slattery here with me, who's a volunteer today with the for the Special Olympic team that are out here for a great day. So, John, how do you feel that things are going today?
Things are going great so far. There's a great crowd, great atmosphere, and best of all, the weather is fabulous. Couldn't be better.
Right. And do you think the athletes are enjoying themselves?
Well, judging by the look on their faces, they're having a great day. They're totally in awe of all the activities going on and the reception they received. So they look like they're having a fabulous time.
And John, are you working here just as a volunteer today, or you're based here in Bunratty all the time?
I'm based here all the time, but all the permanent staff today are helping out on this project.
And you've put a lot of hard work into organising a great day for the athletes.
A lot of work going into today, and it's great. Everything is gelled together perfectly.
Here we go. Hello, I have three people here beside me from America, and they're just saying how special it is to be here today in Bunratty Folk Park amongst all the Special Olympians who really seem to be enjoying themselves, and the atmosphere is absolutely electric. And now I'm going to pass you over to...
Hey, I'm Charlene Gregory, and I am from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have a father and son from Las Vegas in the Special Olympics, in the tracks part of it, having a wonderful time.
Hello, I have Andy Mackey here from Doon, host town committee, and he's just going to say a few words about who they have over to represent the Olympics. What country do you have?
We have Rwanda. We have a delegation of seven from Rwanda, and very pleased to have them. The week is going brilliant so far, and they're having a great time. We had them at the seaside yesterday in Clonay and Waterford, and we had an Irish night from last night, and we had a ceremony on Sunday evening when they arrived, and they're having a great time.
And are they settling in well there, to Ireland?
Very well. They're staying in with four houses, the delegation of seven. They're in four with four families for the week, and everything is going brilliant so far anyway.
And the weather is holding up?
Weather has been very kind to us so far. There's someone good to pray around the place anyway by the looks of things.
Andy, it's a real special thing to be part of this organisation, do you think?
Yes, it's obviously a huge privilege for our area, for Doon. We're in a small village in County Limerick, and we've help from our neighbours, Capamore, as well. It's obviously very fulfilling and tremendous honour to be involved in Special Olympics, and it's obviously a tremendous boost for tourism and everything in Ireland. And I think Ireland has been portrayed around the world in a very good light, and we're a positive aspect to the whole thing. And this morning we were in Bruff, and if you saw, all the schools around South Limerick were out this morning for the torch run in Bruff, and it was a huge event. And went down very well everywhere, and I'd just like to thank everybody for their help and their help here in Bunratty today. Everything so far has been going brilliant.
Yes, it seems to be a great day here today.
It's a great day, and the weather has been very kind to us as well. It looks like we're on for a good summer, hopefully, now.
And Ian, you're going to the opening ceremony yourself?
Yes, we hope to attend. We have 15 tickets, or 17 tickets in doing so. Biggest problem is we have more people looking for tickets than we have tickets. It's like matches, but sure, it's a good way to be anyway.
While I was in Balmore, I spoke to some of the athletes and the Irish soccer teams to see how they were set for the games. I'm here outside Balmore talking to Kathleen. Kathleen, what are you thinking of?
McNeil.
And where are you from?
Limerick. I'm living in Bruff, County Limerick.
Very good. And you're participating in which 11 aside?
Five aside.
Five aside. Is there more girls in it?
So I won gold. I was a no girl in the Dutch team as well.
Oh my God, you must be a good player. So
I am. I play forward.
Right. And who's your? Are your backs good?
I play up front.
Oh yeah. But are the fellas behind you good?
Oh yeah.
And have you played in the games before?
It's my first time going.
So are you really looking forward to it?
Yeah, all my family are going. Some of my family and my sister asked me up today. So up here, yes. So I went for her.
Are you going to have a big do here tonight as well?
Yeah.
And who's your favourite soccer player?
Well,
anywhere.
Liverpool.
Oh, Oh God, Liverpool. What about Manchester United?
No. That's him. He's next because he's supposed to be United.
So you look forward to going to Dublin Monday?
I am, yeah.
And you hope to score a goal?
Yeah.
And is Ireland going to bring home a gold medal?
Of course they are.
Parik, how are you?
How are you?
You're playing soccer as well?
Yeah, in the level of side soccer, yes.
Side soccer. Have you a good team?
Yeah, fairly good team, yes.
Training hard?
Oh, training very hard, yes, the last 10 months.
Oh my God. No rest?
No rest, no. Not like it.
So you're looking forward to going to the games?
Yeah, looking very forward to it, yeah. Getting very exciting now. Things are good. There's a buzz there now anyway.
And you look forward to meeting all the other athletes?
Oh yeah, looking forward to meeting everyone, yes.
Have you been to World Games before?
I've been here twice already.
Oh good.
So it's... I've been there in 95 and 99.
Oh my God, where were you?
Well, in 95 I was in Connecticut, 99 I was in North Carolina.
Oh my God.
So it's my third time in it.
Well-travelled man, so.
Oh yes, I have, yeah. I learned a lot, yeah.
And do you score goals or are you just a defender?
No, I'm not a defender, I'm in midfield. Oh. So I had to set them up,
very good.
More or less.
And will you be setting Kathleen up or is she in a different team?
Kathleen's in the five-a-side.
Oh, right, so
yes,
this is a different team.
Yeah.
So the best of luck to you. If Absalom here from?
From Georgia.
From Georgia, and he's going to say a few words for about the, about what's happening here today.
Well, today we have another exciting day here in Ireland, and in the morning we had a practice session, and now we're here in this beautiful park. Morning session was really busy. I'm a coach in football, so we found some gaps in the defense, so we hope to fix it real soon. So hopefully tomorrow afternoon we'll be in a better mood.
And how many have you got participating? How many from Georgia?
No, we have 16 players, and we're participating in 11-a-side competition, unified competition, which means that on the team we have Special Olympics athletes and non-Special Olympics athletes.
And are you enjoying yourself in Ireland?
Oh, I am, definitely. We had a great reception yesterday evening in Kilrush. It was great. It was unexpected. It was really impressive. So I just cannot find words to express how great all the members of the delegation and I feel.
And do you think the athletes are enjoying being here in Ireland?
Yes, they are. For many of them, this is the first time abroad. And I think they will have great impressions from Ireland. And I think that'll grow the more time passes, that excitement and that joy will grow and grow. Yeah.
And do you think it's important that games are staged outside the USA?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you're really looking forward now to the opening ceremony in Croke Park?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And since we're so busy doing sightseeing and having beautiful, really delicious meals, and I don't have really enough time to do the official part, that is look at the schedule, etc. But hopefully in the evening or in the next couple of days I'll get a chance to do that as well.
This is Dunvarna Host Town Committee here with me here, and they're just going to say a few words about the people that they have here.
We have the Listovarna Doolin are hosting the Ukraine. We have 46 delegates and we're here in Bunratty Folk Park today, a compliments of Shannon Development. Thank you.
Are you enjoying today?
You're having a great day. Thank you very much.
Jackie Leahy here, and she's in charge of the Austrian team. So she's going to say a few words about the Austrian delegation.
Sure, yeah. I'm in charge of the Austrian team, so I basically collect them from the airport, and it's my job to look after them until they go back to the airport again 2 weeks later. So our host town is Limerick, which is fantastic. There's so much to do in the county of Limerick. And we're here today in Bunratty Castle. We're having a fantastic time. The weather has been with us, which is brilliant, because I warn them that it rains every day here. So it was a pleasant surprise for them. I have about 165 people, so it's a huge delegation. I think it's actually the fourth or the fifth largest delegation, which is great. And Limerick have just laid it all on for us. The whole city is full of red and white bunting and red and white flowers, and we're in Bunratty today. We're in the Castletroy Park tonight. We're going to see the ocean today. We're going to Lahinch, because it's a landlocked country, of course, so they've never seen, most of them have never even seen the sea or the ocean, so that's fantastic. And they're settling in very well. We're staying in the university campus, which is stunning. I don't know whether you're familiar with it, but it's a beautiful campus. And We've got all the training facilities there. They're training every morning. Today we had a little game of football, Ireland against Austria, so that was a lot of fun. So we had a barbecue last night. The ambassador of Austria to Ireland invited us all for drinks last night, which was great as well. So every day there's something scheduled. Tomorrow the kind people of Limerick are taking in some of the all of the 160 people, and there's about three athletes per family. So that'll be a great chance to get to know each other.
While I was in Balmore, I spoke to some of the athletes and the Irish soccer teams to see how they were set for the games. Callum, where are you from?
Catmore.
Are you playing in the 11-a-side or 5-a-side?
5-a-side.
And you playing with Kathleen?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And do you score goals?
I do, yeah.
All right, so you hope to get one or two in the back of
Yeah.
Who's your favourite team at the moment?
Limerick.
In the soccer or in the what about the hurling?
Yeah.
Are they going to win All Ireland this year?
Yeah.
And have you been to World Games before?
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Were you in America or?
No. Oh,
this is your first time. Are you looking forward to going up? When do you actually take off from here?
Monday.
Oh good. And you're going to the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah.
Are you forward to seeing other athletes?
Yeah.
Making lots more friends.
Yeah.
Darren, where are you from?
Limerick.
Great. And you going up to the games as well?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
You playing 11-a-side or?
11-a-side.
11-a-side,
yeah.
Have you a good team?
Oh, we have a good team, but they're all mixed up, like.
Yeah.
So we're just three teams in each side.
Right, oh,
so.
And is Kathleen playing on your team? Or?
No, she plays the 5-a-side.
And have you been training hard?
Oh, we did, yeah.
Good. The last year, I suppose?
Yeah, last year, yeah.
And have you good coaches?
Oh yeah, we have very good coaches.
So you're looking forward to beating all these other teams?
Oh yeah, it's my first time ever now, see. But I know it's based in Ireland, like.
Yeah, very good. So you're looking forward to meeting all the other athletes?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And where'd you say you're from again?
Limerick.
Oh, very good.
Clearly, like.
Yeah, and you shouting for Limerick in the hurling?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
I'm from Clare myself, so will it be Limerick and Clare in the All-Ireland final?
Oh, well, I hope it does.
And what about, who do you follow in the soccer?
Do
you like Liverpool or Manchester United?
Oh, Manchester United.
Oh, Manchester United. Yeah. And what's going to happen to David Beckham?
No, we don't know what David Beckham is.
True, okay. And that's what it is now. Are you looking forward to all the entertainment you're going to have up in Dublin?
Yeah, I am,
yeah. Yeah. So you're leaving Monday, is it?
Yeah, Monday the 16th.
And when you come back then?
No, we're back on the 30th, Monday.
Some fine holiday, isn't it? Right, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. I have Noel here with me in Bunratty Folk Park, and Noel is one of the, well, he's looking after Corrick here. I'll let him explain his job here himself, and let him tell him a few things about what's happening here today.
Well, at the moment with the Special Olympics groups coming here today in groups. And I'm just here, and I'm doing the bottom of the Corrick, the sweet town at the moment. There are all the lads stationed around doing different jobs, touching and everything else. We have a lot of music and entertainment in the park, and we've got a lot of Irish dancing and all that.
And do you like working here?
Oh, I love it here. Yeah. I just look forward to coming to work.
Yeah, you're meeting, nice meeting different people every day?
Meeting different people and having the chat with them, and they love to have the chat, of course.
Where are you from yourself?
I'm local myself, Newmarket and Fergus.
The athletes certainly seem to be enjoying themselves here today.
Yes, and it's a beautiful fine day, thank God, for them and all that.
Yeah, they're bringing the good weather with them, what do you think?
Oh, hopefully. And hopefully they leave it behind them.
So are you looking forward to watching the opening ceremony? And
certainly. Yeah. I hope so. I hope so. It should be good.
Hello, I have Sean here with me here in Bunratty Park, and he's just going to say a few words about the importance of today and how he's feeling things are going.
Well, I'm delighted now I'm here today because it's great to see all the people enjoying themselves so much. As you can see, they're gathered around the forge here where Pa's doing some forge work inside. And there's great activity where we are. Colourful, blue sky, hardly a cloud in the sky. It's really a gorgeous afternoon, and I'm delighted to be here. I'm delighted I was asked to come, and I'm enjoying myself immensely.
Very good. I think all the athletes seem to have a smile on their face going around.
I haven't seen anyone with it. Not everyone has a broad grin. They're all enjoying it immensely, from what I can see anyway, from where I am.
While I was in Balmore, I spoke to some of the athletes and the Irish soccer teams to see how they were set for the games.
David, where are you from?
At home in Gaith in Limerick.
And you're participating in
the Olympics for the first time ever.
First time, first so you must be really excited.
I've been nervous, yeah. The start of the games, I'm going to be running the nerves. Yeah.
Are you playing soccer?
It's 11-a-side soccer. 11-a-side midfield. Left wing, yeah.
You must be fairly fit for that side.
I think so, I hope so.
You a bit like Roy Keane?
Nearly. Nearly.
Nearly as fit.
If I had his money now, I'd be fine.
You might have someday.
I might, you never know, yeah.
And all your other teammates, have you been practicing hard?
Yeah, I've been practicing out for last few months. Nearly about 6 months or so.
Have you a good coach?
We have Cyril Garvey's our coach, and Claire, another. She's a girl, she's our coach as well. She trains us, we go training at Thursdays and Saturdays, Saturday morning and Thursday evening. I only go training on Saturdays because I work myself in town, in a Martin's bookshop in town, and they have 5 days a week, so Monday to Friday.
Very good. God, you're a busy man. And you're looking forward to the games?
I am, yeah, looking forward to the games now.
What's the thing you're really looking forward to?
The entertainment and taking part and... The fun, talking to the other people, talking to new people, meeting new people up there.
Yeah. And many is going all together from here?
There's a good few from Limerick now, and I'm sure it's about 100, I say.
Oh my God.
More, I think it's more. But 100, I think, yeah.
And your family going up to support
my
you?
My family have got to support me, the games.
Wow, good stuff. I look forward to seeing Nelson Mandela, I think, in Bono, isn't
And you too as well, and of course, and Samantha Mumba.
Oh, of course, you'd have to go for the Samantha Mumba. She's nice, isn't she?
She's, yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I like all music, pop music, and rock, and all kinds of music, and jazz as well.
Good, you're into all the music. So the best of luck, David.
Thanks,
is it?
David Broderick,
best of luck, David, your teammates. What's your name?
Jim Lynch.
Jim and Jimmy, you playing soccer as well?
Yeah, 5-a-side.
Right, looking forward to it?
Yes.
Yeah. And is it your first time in the games?
Yes, first time.
Wow. Are you looking forward to meeting all the other athletes?
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to the entertainment?
Bit of both.
Right, okay. And where are you from?
Dunclarine, County Limerick.
Oh. Good. So the best of luck to you today. You're getting ready for a photograph or something, are you? Best of luck. David Sullivan from Carberly here, who's with me here in Bonmore and was going to be playing, I don't know, is 11-a-side?
11-a-side, second team in Dublin.
Right, and are you looking forward to it, David?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to, the entertainment or playing the games?
Both.
And you've been in World Games before?
Yeah, I was in North Carolina in 1999.
What was that like?
It was brilliant. Oh. Very warm over there.
Great. And did you get much time to have entertainment?
Yeah.
You had to partake a lot in the games as well?
Yeah.
The heat must have been very hot. Was that June or July?
It was June 95. June 99, and the weather was unbelievable over there. It was 95 degrees over there.
So you're hoping that Ireland will be a bit better?
I say this year's World Games will be mighty.
Very good. Are you looking forward? Have you been training hard now?
Training hard.
And you want to mention your coaches?
Cyril is doing all the hard work here in Balmore.
About, do you want to get, will I call Gerlach Nan in for you?
I wouldn't say that though, I wouldn't go that far.
Hello, I have Anne here from them, Anne here in Bonmore, and her son Stephen is taking part in the soccer, and he's actually in Mary Immaculate College there, so I'm just going to ask Anne a few words. Anne, how do you feel about your son taking part in the Special Olympics?
Found it hard to hear you there. Yeah, we're Martin and myself, we're Stephen's parents. He's the athlete that Mary and I are sponsoring for the Special Olympics. Must thank all the young students and all the people involved that have been so supportive to him. He came home with his beautiful leather soccer ball and showed us his piece in the college magazine, proud as punch. So just to thank you all for all your support. He's really looking forward to the event. It's done him his confidence a lot of good. He's made new friends and it's made him a bit fit. He's he's been kicking the ball a bit more than normal, and his work in the college has really helped him to develop, and he's come way more integrated, way more confident. And just once more to thank you all for all your support, and we wish the Irish soccer team the best.
No!
This programme was recorded at Bunratty Folk Park and Bonmore. It was produced at Wired FM Studios, Mary Immaculate College, Limerick, and was edited by Etna Guiney. Wired FM would like to thank the people involved in making this project, Mary Heffernan, the volunteers of the Special Olympics, and of course the athletes themselves.